Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Salvation, it's a gift for all, but it is the humble that receive it. And this was quickened to me in my spirit as I was just praying and just abiding with God and just, you know, talking with him, you know, just praying about this whole thing. Because, you know, oftentimes we've prayed or we've thought the idea that if someone or America faces difficulties and trials, that obviously in that place that people would probably look up and say, okay, you know, I'm just reaping a harvest. And, you know, I need to just turn from my ways and realize I wouldn't be in this situation because I wouldn't have left God and, you know, I wouldn't be suffering the consequences of my poor decisions. And although logically that wouldn't make sense, you know, we don't necessarily come to God from a logical point of view, right, from a thinking process necessarily. You know, we just measure everything up, but we come because our hearts have been changed, our eyes have been opened. We were able to see the reality of what's happened. And our prayer, I think, needs to be that when people do face trials and tribulations and hardships and setbacks, when they are reaping the consequences of a life that's been apart from God, a life that said, I don't want nothing to do with Jesus, that when they're facing that, that we pray that that trial, that setback, that difficulty would do its work and bring that person to a humble state, a place where that pride of life would be broken, would be cracked, so that their heart would be in such a condition that they would be soft, that they could be in a place now that they can receive the gospel. Because if a person is prideful, it's like their heart is hard. So hard that when the seeds of the gospel go, they just bounce off that concrete, just, you know, goes nowhere. And this is what pride does. For a sinner, it causes them to be blind to the realities of sin and that they need a savior. That's one thing it does. Or the other thing it does, it fills them with religious pride, believing in some sort of false righteousness of their own. A false righteousness. Either way, lost is lost. You know, either way, you're blind. And what we need to pray is that people come to a place where they're humble in heart, where they're meek, where they're at a place, because then God can give them grace. How many times would you give something to somebody? You know, it's like, isn't it difficult to give something to a child that's so prideful and, you know, unappreciative? You're like, you can't really appreciate this right now because you think you deserve it, and you're going to abuse the thing because you didn't receive it with the right heart. And God knows us. He designed us. He knows that we're just made of dust, and that our hearts right now are deceitfully wicked, and that no man can even know this his own heart. And the heart has to go through a process where they can receive the compassion, the word of God, the truth of God, because we've talked about this even during the break. I mean, how many people have we been able just to see, and even in our own lives? But you see people go through trial upon trial, setback upon setback, destruction upon destruction. And you sit back and say, how many more fires could you go through? How much more devastation could you bear? How much pain can you continue to cause yourself and others without coming to the realization that you're reaping the fruit, you're reaping a harvest from, very simple, from a life without God? I mean, at what point do you humble yourself and say, man, I need God. I really, really need God. And humility is going to be the key. It's going to be the humility to receive the gift, right? Because it's freely available. But it's also the, you know, to keep our walk, you know, because you can become so prideful and then leave. You know, you God doesn't tie you down to a relationship. You can actually walk away from God, believe it or not, you know. Ask Paul. You know, Demas, where are you, Demas? He left, you know, left him, left God and just left the whole thing. And so I think that that's one way that we can pray, because there's people that are going to be going through rough times, and it's like, why waste the trial? Why waste the hard difficulty in your life? It was like, listen, don't play at this.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Come to mm-hmm. Jesus and let that hard heart be broken. I think some people even know that their heart is hard. You know, if you're away from God, it's a great prayer to pray. God, soften my heart. You know, help me to be humble. You know, I want the pride out of my life. Pride is just so deceiving. It's blinding. It's so blinding. And it'll have you walking over a cliff, and you won't even know
right.
until it's done, you know? Mm. And lower still. And, you know, you wonder, like, how many basements? You got subterranean floors there. I mean, you just keep going down and down. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm done. Stump a toe, you know, hey, Uncle, I'm out. You know, Jesus, here I am. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't have that type of tolerance for pain, I don't think. You know, it's like, this is, but, you know, it takes a revelation of God to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's so huge because, you know, for a long time I've been meditating, just praying on like the four soils and the parable that Jesus presented. And it's just like, yeah, there's that soil that hears the seed, but it is immediately stolen away. And then there's the seeds that receive it. And it's just like, there has to be that process of understanding. Like there was a moment, I mean, I've been thinking about it in my own life, and it's just like, I'm sure there were people that shared Jesus with me, but I just did not hear it. I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like the hardships and the trials and just the devastation and the difficulties that God brought me through. And it's just like, that's the exact same thing. But the pivotal thing is that so often it's like you can see those hardships and a lot of people look internally and say, well, I've got to pull myself up by my bootstraps. Or I got to do it on my own. And that's the thing. Pray that in that moment of quote unquote rock bottom of just devastation, that they look up, that they see, God, who are you? Jesus, who are you? And that's that critical moment of just like you're saying, there's so much power in humility, the cloak of humility. And it's just like, I think about, and in one of the books I've been reading, it talks about the fact of just like, God gives grace to the humble, but he rejects the proud.
Yeah.
And it's
the Bible says that, you know, I mean, the whole thing is that you can't come to God in your own head. You can't come to God in your own mindset. Mm-hmm. You come to God in a humble state, in a broken state, what you can give him, because your righteousness is filthy rags. You can do nothing for God but except you receive his love, receive his forgiveness, and in return you give him your life.
Yeah.
But you can't earn it. And pride will cause you to have a hard heart and be blind where you can't even receive. So no matter what trial you go through, it's wasted because you weren't humble in the midst of it. You missed it. So now you got to go around that mountain one more time. Mm-hmm. Again, here we go. And listen, forget going around the mountain. Make a decision today that, you know what, in this place, wherever I find myself in this broken devastation, I'm going to reach out to God in humility and say, God, I need you. Would you come into my heart and change my life?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.